USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If everyone continues down the road we're on now, we'll be behind us, but it's not over yet.
President Biden on Tuesday speaking at a vaccination facility in Northern Virginia, the president again urging everyone to get their shot when it's their turn.
We're only as safe for people who aren't vaccinated as those folks who've already been.
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game now will be played at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret their decision to move the All-Star Game out of his state.
I mean, it's almost comical moving the All-Star Game from a city that's, you know, or a metro area that's 51% African American to a metro area that's 10% African American.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
The CDC has released the latest on the number of Americans who have received the COVID-19 vaccine.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky, director of the CDC, reports on the progress.
To date, more than 106 million people have received at least one dose, and more than 61.4 million, or 18.5%, are fully vaccinated.
Dr. Walensky tells us she knows about the frustration of many Americans to get past this pandemic.
I understand that people are tired and that they are ready for this pandemic to be over, as am I. Please continue to hang in there and to continue to do the things that we know prevent the spread of the virus.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Tuesday shows that 47% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Biden's job performance. Meanwhile, 51% disapprove. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NCAA men's basketball champion is crowned Monday night. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, here's Dan Naraki with the details.
For the first time in school history, the Baylor Bears are national champions, running away from Gonzaga Monday night 86-70 in the national championship game. Baylor never trailed, starting the game on a 21-6 run and never looking back. Baylor junior guard Jared Butler was named the tournament's most outstanding player, leading the Bears Monday night with 22 points and 7 assists. With the loss, Gonzaga ends the season at 31-1, becoming the fifth team since 1976 to carry a perfect season into the tournament without winning a title.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Baylor head coach Scott Drew joins NBC's Today Show and puts into words what it means for his team to win the national championship.
Well, it makes it really sweet from the standpoint, just like a proud parent, when you see your players, that's like your kids, your past players, your fans, your administration, and the city of Waco, the state of Texas. We haven't had a champion since 1966, Texas Western. They did a movie, Glory Road, the last time we won a basketball championship. So to see everyone to celebrate and be excited about that, that's what gives me the most joy.
Aaron Rodgers says he'd be willing to go clean-shaven to become the permanent answer provider on Jeopardy. The Green Bay Packers star's two-week stint as guest host kicked off on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.